So thank you very much for the opportunity to share some ideas about the Leil Seder. There are different ways that one approaches a Seder. So what I'd like to suggest tonight is take a few moments out to look at how this year's Seder will be different than other Sedarim, not just in the technical fashion that everybody's trying to figure out and plan, but which parts of the Seder, which parts of the Haggadah will we look at differently? What, when even in the most difficult times, so my feeling is, where Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Gzeira, has Gzeiras, so we have to try at least one of the avodos of this period of time is to see how we can understand the Seder, the Haggadah, when it's highlighted by some of the very, very difficult times. So the first passage that comes to mind, to my mind, that we'll look at differently is that one of the passages which has always been a troubling passage to work with, to explain, to read through. I don't even
Rabbi, I think we lost you.
Yeah, you hit mute again.
This is the numbers. When we look at the numbers of the Hamakas, Rabbi Yosi Aglili of Lezer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that we know that there were 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, and there must have been 5 times that amount in Al Yamsuf. And then Rabbi Eliezer says, well, there were only 10 Makos. Every Makah is really another 4 Makos. And Rabbi Akiva, the ultimate optimist, tells us that the Makos were really 5-fold. Now, unfortunately, over time, we've seen what it means for a Makkah to be multifolded. I remember that then one of, perhaps it was a Katrina, when we saw the fear of the hurricane, of the torrential winds and rain, and then you see the destruction, and then you see that it leads to people living in unsanitary conditions, and then you see that it leads to unemployment. So all of these, the multifolds of Atzara, in other words, Amakas, what we can well understand up close, and what Chazal are pointing out to us, is that when we see Amaka Rachmona Litzlon, we appreciate every Maka as a much deeper Maka than it really is. And it trains a Jew to be a more empathetic person. Trains a Jew that when one sees that there's a person, Rachman al-Slan, is very ill. So we remember that this illness, this fear, there's instability, there's a spouse, there are children, there are often parents, and then there's the Rachman al-Slan, the financial instability. It makes a person a more empathetic person. That's what Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva were saying. That even the Makos of Mitzrayim were, it wasn't just borrowed, because David HaMelech said, when he describes Borod, he describes Yishlach Bom Charoina Poi Ever Vazam Vitzor Mishlachas Malach Eroim. And each one counts the different expression of anger as being another Makkah that must have had its impact. And each expression of anger has its own meaning, obviously. Charoin Apoi, much of what I'll say now is in a sefer by a Yerushalmi Wertheimer that he compiled a book to understand the various synonyms that we find in Tanakh of Yosef Chaim Wertheimer. So Af is that when the anger shows up in one's nostrils, when it can no longer be contained, When the erech apayim, when the patience has finally given away, that's charoin af. And evra is unstoppable. That's derives that from the idea of, it could be from the word of to become pregnant. Baruch Hashem, pregnancy when it's good, so it's unstoppable. It will lead to Yisuri later. It will keep on going. This is an idea that one finds in the Malbim as well. And Zam says, he quotes a pasuk where Zam is when I'm so upset, I'm so angry, I don't want to see the person again. I'm done with that person. The breaking of a relationship. These are all different parts of a Hester upon him. And they are have become very, very real to us. The Charoin Af, whatever has happened that brings this Machla, so it's it shows that there was an Erech HaPayim that finally gave way, and from Erech HaPayim it became Chorav. And then ever we see how unstoppable this Machla is. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us some wisdom and some strength and shown us some ways of slowing it down. But the fact that everybody speaks about diminishing the curve means that they're saying it's unstoppable. Maybe we can slow it down. That's a Hester Ponim of Evra. And Hester Ponim of Zam is, I don't want to see anymore. And that's the closing of the Bate Midrashim, the closing of the Bate Knesios, the inability for us to get together and daven Keis Tzara. That's Zam. Tzara, I would assume, is the terrible suffering and pain that comes with having to be apart from each other, comes with the machla when a person gets stricken with the machla, the tzara that comes when a family member, a friend, gets stricken with the machla, the instability of life, and mishlachas malachi arom, the Radak says it's overwhelming, it's coming from all sides. So this passage, whereas in a normal year and best in upcoming years, we zip through it. What if we're concerned about the way that Amaka plays itself out? But this year, we'll understand that for us, we're experiencing Evra, Zam, Tzora, Mishlachas, Malachi Ram. And it brings to life a section of the Haggadah. Why do we spend time worrying about how significant and how multifold the makas were? So Mefarshim suggests that that's part of the way that we're supposed to train ourselves to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, to see him with depth, to see that what we see on the surface, there's so much more going on below the surface. That if we see Hester upon him, then we have to appreciate there are so many twists and turns behind that Hester upon him. It makes a person into a more empathetic person than anybody else. It makes us into a better person. It makes us into a more profoundly religious person, because then we transfer the skill to see the good times. Bez Hashem, there'll be Yeshuos. Bez Hashem, we will see that the social distancing had an impact. We'll see that being out of a shul had an impact. And we'll look back and we'll say the different twists and turns of who was there, when there were decisions that were made, that were made for the good. And they only were made because the right to a certain person with a certain temperament, with a certain strength, was there at the right time. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us a Yeshua, and we'll be in the frame of mind to look at the Yeshuas, so then we will use that same skill as Emra, Zam, Mishlachas, Malachai Ram, and Sarah to see the multifold good that Bez Hashem we will all soon witness together in good health. But one of the common approaches to this strange passage, where we look at the Makkah under a microscope, comes from the Sefer, the Maaseh Hashem, Pirush on the Arminel's Pirush to the Haggadah. You find other places as well. After the Kriyas Yamsuf, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us and says, "Vayomer, im shemoya tishma l'kol Hashem lekecha, vayoshor be'einov taase, vazantol mitzvayisav v'shamarto kol chukav." You listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayosher, and you deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu straight, yosher, with integrity. Vazantol mitzvayisav, and you'll pay close attention to his mitzvahs. V'shamarto kol chukav, and you'll keep all the difficult mitzvahs. V'shamarta maybe means, and you'll pine to keep his mitzvahs. Maybe four or five conditions right there. Kol ha-machal asher samti b'mitzrayim l'yosim alecha, k'ani Hashem refecha. So every disease which inflicted the Egyptians, I will not place upon you, k'ani Hashem refecha. So Maaseh Hashem says that Chazal wanted to amplify the makos in order to amplify this bracha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will merit, if we're careful with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, and if we are fortunate to have the siyata d'shmaya to figure out what we have to fix up. So then we will merit a kirva to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It'll be charon af, won't mean a charon af, that he can no longer withhold his upsetness, he can no longer withhold his ahava for us. And ever will be an unstoppable source of love for Kadosh Baruch for us. And zam will be a kirva that he wants to have with us. And its sorrow will turn into the many brachas he can give us. And mishlachas malach ervon will have bracha ad beli dai. But that's part of almost the prayer that's in our hearts when we read this part of the Haggadah. The Satmar Rebbe said, because it says at the very end, K'ani Hashem Reifecha, I, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will cure everything. So when we see this parsha again, everything we're saying right now may not be in the family version of the Seder. One has to know, can't get people nervous and scared. So it depends who's around the table. But one has to know what to say and what not to say. But if there are only adults around the table, if there are Bali Bitochen around the table, or when one spends a few moments by oneself, Leil Seder, in the privacy of one's own heart, so this passage becomes so much more alive in a terrible, terrible way. But Chazal put it in the Haggadah because Ani Hashem Reifecha, it's telling us that if we can figure out, if we have the siyata, the shemaya, to figure out what to do, how to be mesake, then all of these difficult passages become sources of great bracha and sources of kirub, ki ani Hashem reifecha. Then I was thinking that what other passage of the Haggadah is going to read so much differently this year than other years? I think it's the Halach Ma'anya. Because when we begin the Halach Ma'anya, we say, Kol Dichmin. Yeseh v'yechol. Kol Dizvech yeseh v'yevsech. Whoever wants can come and join us. Now the truth is that every year we stop for a moment and we say, but there's nobody outside and everybody in shul is taken care of. So who are we really talking to? And we say, Kol Dichmin yeseh v'yechol. And I suggest everybody stops for a moment and remembers the most chitim that we took care of. And this year there'll be many people who've cooked sedarim for their children, for their parents. They're all part of the Kol Dichmin. And if you and the monies that our community is so generously offering in most chitim to the people who come to us and depend upon us every year, and unfortunately to the many who are out of work because of our present sorrow. So we take a moment to say, this is the Simchas Yomtiv. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that if a person hasn't taken care of the poor before Yomtiv, so then, and he's having a meal, that's a Simchas Kreso. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with the wherewithal to be able to take care of somebody else, so then not only is it Pesach, not only has my Seder extended, I may be there with my wife, but if I did Mos Chitim, I'm not there with my wife. I'm there with my wife, and I'm there with many Sadarim that have already completed Eretz Yisrael. I'm there with the Seder of people who maybe in hospital rooms or so, where would we be? But that's the Kol Dichven. That's the moment to say Mos Chitim. That's the moment to say Siyoin Bamishba Tipode V'Shovel V'Tzdaka, that it's the generosity of Klal Yisrael. And in this terrible Tzara, the generosity, this is one of the great Zechuyas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to see, the generosity of Klal Yisrael, irrespective of what's going on around us. And that's the Kol Dichven Yesi V'Yechel that we have accomplished when we come to that line. Nevertheless, I was thinking, but this year is still going to be difficult. Because this year is going to be one of the strangest years. Probably this has never happened to any of us before. And in Yisrael will never happen ever again. Where a parent and a child had to decide they're not going to spend the Seder together. Where sometimes a child had to tell a parent, it's not good for you for me to come. I'm not going to bring your grandchildren to meet with you the Seder. Where parents will have to tell the child, it's not the right thing, it's not healthy. We have to follow the rules that the Rabbanim, that the doctors have set for us. And it's difficult, it's painful. But one has to be able to say, Kacha Gzeres HaMelech, to say that, to remind oneself that there were times when people would have given anything to be able to have a conversation with its children and say we can't be together and know that we'll be able to be together and schmooze on the phone a few days later. There would be, well, we would give what generations before would have given to be able to say we have to separate, but we're both going to be sitting in chairs and tables and have a Yom Tov meal. How do we go for a step further? How can one be mechazik oneself? If you're in a situation where every Yom Tov, if you have the table full of family, it's a night when it looks forward to the grandchildren around, and this Seder, you're going to be alone. So the way I'm going to be mechazik myself, and again, the person who has illness in the family, I have no words right now of chizuk. Words of chizuk, Shbaruch Hu Shemekabel our tefillos, Shbaruch Hu Shemekabel our avodah. But if we're healthy, then the chizuk is that your children are making a Seder. It could be in a different place. But take pleasure out of the hatzlacha that you have. That Baruch Hashem, Doreis, another generation, so they may be making a Seder in a different place. You may have wanted the Seder to be close by. But understand you've been successful. You passed on the Messiah for another door, and they're passing to another door. And you know it because you discussed the Seder before. That has to give a sense of accomplishment. That has to give a sense of Simchas Yomtiv. Even if we're alone and we feel lonely, but to know we've been Matzliach, that has to give a Simchas Yomtiv. Va'af al pi kein, I was thinking, but if I told somebody, I can't have you in my Seder. If I had to tell somebody, I can't express how horrible I feel. But pikuach nefesh, you can't be at the Seder with me. How can I then say with a straight face, with integrity, kol dichven yesi v'yechol? If I made a phone call before and I said, you can't come. How can I say kol dichven yesi v'yechol? So the emes is that this dichven was not to be over here. This ditzach was not to be over here. What this person needed is not to be by my Seder. This person needed to be by their own table. And I need to be right. That was the Gzeres HaMelech. But there's a pshat over here. because the passage is a difficult passage to invite people when there's no one around, and to invite people when they all have their agents already. So Rashi and several Rishonim say, Rashi's Pirush HaGada, the Ritzva, that Kol Dizer is referring to the people at the table who were careful not to eat several hours before the Yom Tov, who were careful not to have matzah, whatever your minig is, one day, 2 weeks, a month. So everybody should come to the Seder a little bit hungry, because every Pesach we're careful not to fill our stomachs, not to come to the Yom Tov fully. We're very careful not to come starving. And that's why we have the take care of the Bechor, not to have to fast, because if you come starving and then you have matzah and 4 cups of wine, no matter how light it is, it becomes a very, very short Seder. Might not get even to the counting of the Makkos. That's nothing. If matzah is after that. But you may not make it to the Hallel. So you can't come starving, but you come with an appetite. So Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechal, according to Rashi, means everybody now we're holding by Kiddush. Everybody now is a little bit hungry. Everybody now knows that they're going to be hungry when they get to the matzah. Kol Dichvin, even though you live hungry, Yesek, sit down, we'll get to the meal. Kol Ditzrech, you're a little bit hungry because you didn't eat for a few hours. Yesev Yivstach. Now reflect upon what Rashi said. Rashi's saying, Ho lachma anya, the whole Avasana, I have a cracker over here. This cracker is what my great grandpa, my ancestors suffered with. This cracker was breakfast, lunch, and supper on a good day. Right? This cracker was what they ate after 12 hours of backbreaking work and being whipped and beaten and having deadlines far beyond their accomplishment. Then they got a cracker. You know what it means for me? It means I'm looking forward to eating this because now it's a mitzvah. And I'm looking forward to eating this with an appetite. And I didn't eat today, so I would come and take this cracker that was the epitome, that was the representative of the greatest sorrow for Klal Yisrael at that time. And I am chalashing to Mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah with this matzah. I once heard from Rabbi Wein, and I even checked it up in an authority far less scholarly than Rabbi Wein. Checked it up online. That Klal Yisrael has the resilience to take sometimes the things that were meant to give us great shame, and we made it a source of great pride. And he was referring to the medieval times when there were certain papal decrees that we have to wear caps. Every so often, you see a picture from medieval times of a cone-shaped hat. And that was forced upon the Jews, and it was known as the Judenhut. It was known as a sign of derision. If you weren't a Christian, he had to wear a sign of derision. But 100 or 200 years later, maybe even less, when Jews coined various emblems, various crests for themselves, they used the conical hat as a sign of pride. Rewine said it happens over and over again. I think he was referring to the concern that Jews had to wear hats, whether it was the Kisui Rosh, more significant Kisui Rosh. Klal Yisrael always focused on Kisui Rosh. So Rabbi Wein said they wanted to make us feel derided and embarrassed. Klal Yisrael comes and says, so now it will become a source of pride and an emblem of pride. And that's why we find in medieval times that people, Jews, started coining the conical hat as a sign of pride. That's what we're doing that's the resilience of Klal Yisrael. A matzah should remind us of our most difficult times. Avodim, no control, lashed, no control, deadlines beyond capacity. Crackers, something that could not nourish us. Tonight, We're taking this matzah and we're chalishing to eat it. Kol dichven, kol ditzrech. Now we're looking at the table and saying, we worked hard today to prepare for the Yom Tov, and one of our preparations was to make us a little bit hungry. So that this matzah, the cholul habasona that our ancestors ate, and is could be a symbol and continued reminder of pain and aggravation and anti-Semitism tonight, kol dichven. It's a mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's the way I'm serving the Ribono Shel Olam. It's going to remind me of the moments of Geula. And that's the one of the great celebrations of Lil Pesach. I was thinking, maybe somebody said this, maybe I saw it someplace, that when we wear the kittel, it's a strange thing to wear at the Seder, only if one has the minhag, one wears it. It's hard to understand. It's been interpreted mikotza wa kotza, from a reminder to the Korban, to a sign of majesty and the special begotten that we wore during the Korban Pesach. I think that Yitzhak Lichtenstein in his Haggadah, they wrote, of the Rav's Torah, he quotes the Rav Moshe saying, is Kedei Shish Alua Tinokos. But I was thinking that there is a Yom HaDin. We are now in a Tkuf of Din. What's the Yom HaDin? Why do we wear a kittel? So I would suggest because as we celebrate Geula, as we celebrate the resilience of Klal Yisrael, this is the Chodesh HaGeula. B'nisan nig'alu u'b'nisan osu l'goel. If there's a time which is most assigned to redemption, so then it's this month and this night. So we are reminding ourselves that it's a kittel day. Today when Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us and saying, are they roy? Are they ready? Are we ready to turn the Evram, Mazam, Betzor, Mishlachas, Malchei Rom to be unstoppable Ava, to be overwhelming goodness, to be Brochas Ad Bli Dai? It's Klal Yisrael day. It's Klal Yisrael Laniyaz Daiti. When we turn around and we say, Ho Lachma Anya Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us Lachma Anya. And we can make Lachma Anya in the Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechu Kol Ditzrich. We can take our separateness and we can say, but I have to take pride and simcha in the fact that I have Dorei Doreis. I can already see children and grandchildren are on their road and on their own, and they can make a Seder. We can take the Lachma Anya, and we have that resilience to take it into Kol Dichven, Kol Ditzrich. The Bez Hashem is a Kadosh Baruch Hu who visits all of our Sdorim, and he sees us being Mekayim all of these mitzvahs, 64 mitzvahs. 64 mitzvahs, the Gematria of 64 is Din. We take all of these mitzvahs, and that is Memamtik the Din. It'll change the din. If we come to the Seder night with an excitement, with a passion to those mitzvahs, if we remember that there are people who are suffering terribly, and there are people who for whom we have to daven, and we think about that all of our mitzvahs and all our zechuyas should bring refuah to people, should bring yeshuas to people, that it should stop the machla in its tracks, v'yotzar hamageifa, and because Baruch Hu to stop in its tracks, and that we should see Geula, and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we see the Geula, we're going to analyze it, we're going to, not instead of Evra, Mazam, Betzor, Mishlach, Melchom, we're going to see all the different aspects of the redemption of the Yeshua, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us. We have the ability, Selachma Anya is a Kol Ditzrich, and we have the ability to be able to look at all of the redemptions that we are yearning so much to witness together. Bezer Hashem, through our preparation and through our observance of Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, so the night of Pesach will be another Leil Shimurim, another night when the Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over us, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that Yoimar Letzoriseinu Dai. Say it's enough. And it's time to bring the Malos Tovos to all of us, Yechidim, as individuals, and to us as a Kehillah, to Klal Yisrael, and to everybody who is suffering so terribly, and bring a world back, not to where it was, but a world that is a kinder world, a world that's more cognizant of the Baruch Hu's violence, to bring it back to a world that is more concerned about each other, but a world where Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt in every aspect of goodness and of bracha that we can imagine. Thank you very much for spending some time to prepare for the upcoming days. Mr. Hashem, we still have more time to prepare a little bit further.